Let us pray. Our Heavenly Father, you promise that your words can fill us with great delight. Your laws and your ways bring real peace and joy. Lord, please grant that gift to troubled hearts here today. Grant us peace of mind. We ask in the name of Jesus Christ, your Son. Amen. You might remember a few years ago, there was a special series of photographs that were shown all over the news. And they were taken by a Dutch photographer named Jo Te Wys. And what had happened is she found 300 old negatives in a flea market somewhere of pictures that soldiers in World War II had taken as they were running and fighting on the streets of French cities like Paris and Cherbourg. And what this lady did is she went to those same streets today, took new photographs, what they look like today, and then she superimposed the old images on top. And it created, and there's one in the bulletin if you want to look and get an idea. It created these striking images of the peaceful, everyday surroundings of normal life today. And yet these soldiers had once stood there fighting. They'd once been at a battlefield. I want you to think about that image of how the ordinary everyday can be a battlefield. Because what I want to try and share with you today is that the mind is a battlefield. The mind is a battlefield. In everyday, ordinary life, if you're going to follow Christ, you're going to find that the mind is a spiritual battlefield. We're continuing to think about our spiritual battle against the body of sin, the flesh, the fallen nature that dwells in all of us. And this morning, if you like, the next part of the anatomy of the body of sin is I want us to study the mind. As you follow Christ, you will find a fight, a conflict, every day in your thoughts, in your mind. Now, what I want you to know is that this is so important. It is so important you understand that the largest part of spiritual warfare, the largest part of the spiritual battle of being a Christian, will take place in your thoughts, in your mind. It's a fight for truth against lies. It's a fight to control your thoughts. It's a struggle to cleanse and renew your mind. And I want to put it to you, this is perhaps the key practical thing to living a happy and holy Christian life. This is it. This is all important. This is real spiritual warfare. Your mind is the inner you that thinks. It's that inner voice that's speaking to you all the time. It's the inner video screen in your mind that's displaying images, whether that's your memory or your imagination. It's the lens, if you like, through which you look out at the world. It's how you perceive everything. You know, the scriptures frequently use the language or the imagery of warfare and battle when it describes what goes on in the human mind. We're going to look at various scriptures this morning, but let me just give you a few examples to start to show you what I mean. For example, in 2 Corinthians chapter 10 from verse 3, the apostle Paul says, "For though we walk in the flesh, we do not war according to the flesh. For the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but mighty in God for pulling down strongholds, casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, bringing every thought into captivity to the obedience of Christ." He's speaking about thoughts and truth, and it's a battle. Or consider 1 Peter. The apostle says there, 1 verse 13, "Gird up the loins of your mind." Or 4 verse 1. "Arm yourselves with the same mind." Or there's that famous verse in Philippians 4. The peace of God that surpasses all understanding will guard your hearts and minds. So you see, it's all over the scriptures, this battle imagery, this conflict, that the mind is a battlefield. So, the first point, the first important point to grasp is the power of your mind. Don't worry, I'm not going into some strange positive thinking nonsense. But the power of your mind. How you think determines how you live. It's very simple and straightforward when you put it that way, isn't it? How you think determines how you live. Turn with me to that scripture we heard from Ephesians and chapter 4. From verse 17 onwards. One of the things that the apostle's teaching us is about the power of our minds and our thinking to affect what we do. And he's saying, look, your thinking is going to control what you feel and what you do. He says, verse 17, we should no longer walk as the rest of the Gentiles do, non-believers do, in the futility of their minds. Their minds are darkened. Their minds are ignorant. But having heard the gospel, verses 20 and 21, we must be renewed in the spirit of our minds, verse 23. And then that leads, verse 25, onwards to a transformed life. So he's saying that when you become a Christian, your mind begins to be renewed. Your fallen nature, that old body of sin, has an old mind. Before we knew Christ, our minds were sinful. They thought sinful thoughts. They had sinful ways of thinking. We were ignorant about God. And so our minds have developed lots of sinful habits and patterns. And that's what's led to sinful lifestyles and actions. See, that's the pattern and the order he's laying out from verses 12 to 19. But now in Christ, there's a miracle of grace. And God begins to renew our mind. Old thoughts are being challenged and transformed, and we're learning to understand the truth. And our thinking is being changed by God. And then crucially, this is it. The pattern is that will lead to godly behavior, verse 20. So all these changes, verse 25, telling the truth. Verse 29, controlling how you speak. Verse 32, being gracious. It all flows out of first your mind, your inner thoughts being changed and renewed. So you want to be a good Christian? Start here. The battle is get your mind, your thoughts right, and the rest will follow. As it says in that famous passage in Romans 12, do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. So as Christians, we are all about thinking. You know, we're always accused of being, you know, faith is switching off your brain and we're dumbed down and just believing in fairy tales. It's completely the opposite. Being a Christian is all about starting to think and learning and using your mind. For the first time, you really begin to learn the truth. Proverbs 23 verse 7, as a man thinks in his heart, so he is. Let's get our thinking right. And the rest of the Christian life's going to get a lot easier. So as a Christian, sanctification is, there's this ongoing struggle, put off the old mind, put on the new ways of thinking. To renew, if you want to picture it a bit like this, it's a bit like updating apps on your phone or on your computer. Do you know, and sometimes it's frustrating, isn't it? You know how they're always sending fresh updates? And what they're doing is they're rewriting existing code that's in the program and replacing it with new code so it works better. And your apps are constantly being updated every couple of weeks. Well, that's how it is with the Christian mind. It's an ongoing work throughout the life of God's going to download new code and rewrite how you're thinking and renewing our minds. Old, sinful and untrue thoughts in your head must be rewritten. If the human soul is a car, the driver is the mind. Your emotions are in the back seat. Your body's the outer shell. The mind steers and sets the speed and the direction. So everything else will follow from understanding more of the truth and thinking in a godly way. So, and I just want to emphasize this point to you because we've all got different struggles as Christians. We've all got different struggles. But the key to being a healthy, happy, holy Christian is getting the mind right. Renewing the mind. So what is the daily battle like? What's it actually like? How do you renew your mind, as Scripture commands? Well, I want us to look at three key scriptures that'll teach us how to renew our minds. So, and the first one is that passage from 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Please do turn there if you want to turn there. 1 Peter chapter 1 and verse 13. Peter says, "Therefore, gird up the loins of your mind." Gird up the loins of your mind. Now, what does Peter mean? He means police your thoughts. He's saying, wake up, prepare yourself, watch yourself, get ready for battle. Or you might say today, man up. But police your thoughts. It's going to be a battle. Get hold of your thoughts. Get control of them. Now, that picture he uses, gird up your loins, probably sounds very strange to us. Well, what's going on is that, of course, the picture he's using is in the times of the Bible, men would wear long flowing robes to keep cool in the Middle East, which of course would get in your way the moment you're trying to do anything active or you're going off to battle. So you'd gird up your loins. What you do is you hitch them up, you tie them in a knot, tuck them in your belt, you transform them into a pair of shorts, and then you'd be ready for action. So that's what he's saying, ready for action, gird up your loins, get ready, get control. Now, the first key thing then to realize about renewing the mind is it's going to be a battle. Half the battle is waking up to that truth that you're going to have to fight in your thoughts. Don't just passively let your thoughts do whatever they want. Gird up your loins. If I could put it this way, don't trust everything you think. Don't trust everything that goes through your mind. Some thoughts have got to be resisted and rejected and refused. It's going to take a lot of effort to renew your mind and discipline it. And God's not going to do it for you. We don't believe in magic. You just become a Christian and suddenly all is transformed. You've got to gird up your loins. You're going to have to battle and work at it. In essence, learn to control your thoughts. Don't let them control you. Your old mind is set in ungodly ways of thinking. And if you let them, your sinful thoughts will just carry you away. Your mind works like that. If you've got in a little canoe in a fast-flowing river, and you just, you know, lie down and you're just relaxed, the current is going to carry you where it's going to take you. And if you don't seize hold and police your thoughts, gird up your loins, your thoughts are just going to be carried along in that natural old channel of sinful thoughts. To put it another way, to renew your mind is a battle to develop discernment. Discernment is knowing the difference between right and wrong, truth and error. And it's a skill and it's an ability to tell the difference. It's judging things well. That passage in Romans 12 goes on to say, be transformed by the renewing of your mind, that you may prove what is that good and acceptable and perfect will of God. He's saying that's discernment. Renewing your mind is you develop the ability to discern what really is good, what is God's will. So discernment is the mind's ability to taste things. Does that make sense? It's tasting between bad and good, bad and evil and sinful thoughts, and good and holy, right thoughts. And the weakness with so many of us as Christians is we lack discernment in our thinking. We've not grown up as God's children should. It's like our little one-year-old Elizabeth. Everything goes straight to her mouth. Oh, that piece of dirt looks interesting. I'll try that. Oh, this piece of food that fell in the back of the couch last week. I'll try that. And everything goes in without discrimination. And what Peter's saying is, you've got to be discerning. Gird up your loins. Get control. Don't just swallow in everything. Don't let your thoughts just think anything. There's going to be evil, sinful, selfish thoughts. And you've got to practice it and get control. And so gird up your loins. It is a battle. Does that make sense what I'm trying to say? But then also with that, don't be aware not just of what is in your mind, be aware of what you let into your mind. Don't let in evil thoughts, evil words and images from the outside. Control what you read, listen to, and watch, because they will all renew or re-old your mind. If you go and watch a movie or listen to music that's full of violent, horrible things and full of foul words, or even, you know, you might read a philosophy book that's full of ungodly, evil truths, it's going to start to affect you. Be critical and be discerning. Don't just accept what you hear, what in your mind. You've got to be like a sentry that's patrolling the gate. Gird up the loins of your mind and develop true discernment. And this is the first key thing about renewing your mind. Well, a second crucial scripture. Turn with me to Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10 through 20. Ephesians chapter 6 and verses 10 to 20 tells us, of course, about the armour of God. It's a promise that through all the spiritual battles we'll have in this life, God has equipped us with all the grace we need. We can be Christians. We can do it. But look at verse 16 in particular. It tells us to take up the shield of faith with which you will be able to quench all the fiery darts of the wicked one. Another important part of renewing your mind is learning to quench the fiery darts of the devil with the shield of faith. Faith beats fiery darts. Now the picture the scripture's given us is this. The devil's like an enemy archer on a battlefield, and he's trying to fire flaming arrows into you. He's trying to launch evil thoughts into your mind. Thoughts that if they get in, will burn. And they'll be destructive. And a large part of renewing your mind, the day-to-day spiritual warfare, is learning how to protect yourself from these evil thoughts that he launches. Now the key thing about this is that the devil is a liar. What he's trying to get you to do as a Christian is believe lies. He wants you to think lies. He wants you to repeat in your thoughts the lies that he tries to sell you. Something that isn't really in line with real reality. So what he does is he'll fire thoughts into your mind in the hope that you will repeat it. And then you'll begin to believe it. That's how he works. And the problem with the old mind is it's so gullible, it just believes these lies and we repeat them. The battle for the Christian mind is to recognize the lies you are believing and to replace them with the truth. So what are some of the common lies? What are the fiery arrows the devil likes to launch into Christians? Well, lies like, this sin won't hurt you. It's no big deal. You're different. No one will know. It won't do any harm. And when you listen to that and you start to believe it and repeat it, well, that's how people end up having affairs, or stealing and lying. He can fire temptations in, evil suggestions and imaginations. Images and foul thoughts can suddenly run through your mind. You ever experienced that as a Christian? It's a real temptation, it can be a real burden for Christians when the devil does it. And you wonder, where did that horrible thought come from? Then, when you do sin, he lies and he tries to get you to believe that there's no forgiveness. Oh, you've done it this time. That's the unforgivable sin. God is so angry with you, there's no coming back, there's no salvation for you. God doesn't love you, you're not one of his people. You are so unworthy. You know it's useless, you should just give up. There's no hope. These are the kinds of thoughts he fires in into Christians. And what you mustn't do is start repeating them. And start believing them, let them go around in your thoughts. He tries to depress Christians with worries and fears. Launches from his bow. Oh, but what if this happens? All these terrible scenarios and extremes that run through your mind. And he wants to get you to say, I'm no good. I can't cope. I can't go on. It's hopeless. And he'll try and twist and distort your perceptions. He'll try to get you to misunderstand God and scripture. He'll try to sow seeds of anger and bitterness. Judgmental thoughts. And often again, he gets us. He puffs us up with self-righteousness. Oh, you know what? You're the only one standing for the truth. Everyone else is wrong. They're all heretics and sinners. And look how righteous you're being. I know you've had those same arrows fired into you, right? You are the righteous one. You're better than all the others. What a good job you're doing. And feeds our pride. If you start to repeat, it's like the arrows got stuck and the fire starts to spread. So we need to put it out and not echo these lies. So how do you fight back daily and renew the mind? You use the shield of faith. Like a soldier will hunker down under his large shield and be safe, you've got to actively raise and use your faith. Now, faith here means you believe and you trust what God's word says. That's using your faith. You believe, you trust what God says is true, not these lies he's feeding you. And so you answer back by believing and repeating what scripture says. He's trying to plant these lies in to distort your understanding of reality. Well, you respond with what the Bible says is really true. And it is a battle to do that in your thoughts. But you must fight back with the truth. He says, oh, give in to that temptation. Seek that pleasure in indulgence. Fight back with the truth. Sinners never prosper. The word of God tells me so. True blessedness comes from doing God's will. And fight back with specific scriptures against specific temptations. And when you've sinned and he says to you, oh, there's no hope, and he can depress even how you feel, fight back with the truth. And again, you've got to do it. You've got to use your faith. And you say, God says he forgives everyone who calls on Jesus Christ. God says his blood cleanses from all sin. I will not listen to this lie that says I cannot be saved. God has said he will never go back on his promise. He saves no matter how bad my sin, because of what Christ did on the cross. And so when he's telling you, oh, give in to depression and hopelessness, you fight back with the truth of God. We have a hope in the heavens. I have a Savior who intercedes for me, an all-powerful God who will never leave me or forsake me. He says, God's not listening to your prayers. Might as well give up on this situation. The scripture says the truth. God hears your prayer. And God will exceedingly answer abundantly above all that you ask or think. That's what you've got to do. That's the battle. You see this kind of conflict in the Lord Jesus himself. This is what he endured in the wilderness. You know, he goes out and he's tempted. And what does the devil do? He fires the arrows, lies at him, trying to distort the truth. And Christ answers with the truth. So, as you're trying to renew your mind, do you understand the nature of real spiritual warfare? Do you understand? This is the real battle you've got to fight every day. The devil wants you to repeat his lies in your mind. You respond with faith. That Greek word for renewing your mind, in part, in its root, it means repeat through effort. It's a bit like, I suppose they teach this way anymore in schools, but when I was in school and we had Latin classes, we learnt everything by rote. And lots of chanting, and you got that truth in there. And that's a bit like the battle. You've got to get that truth repeated in until you start believing it. And the way to renew your mind is to fill it with the truth. Listen to the truth. Read the truth. Your mind is a sponge. You give in and listen to the devil's lies, you will start thinking them. But grab hold of and believe God's truth, and you will begin to be filled with its power. I know that for many of us, it's a struggle to remember scripture. And I've often heard somebody say, you know, my mind's a bit like a sieve, it's a bit like a colander. It just seems to run straight through. Well, then at least you're going to have the cleanest sieve that there is, the more you let God's truth run through. So how do you renew your mind? Gird up your loins. Put in that fight. Recognize you've got to police your thoughts. And don't listen to the lies. Repeat the truth. Use your faith. If someone is sinning, if someone is depressed, if someone is ruining their life, at root, it is because they are believing some lie the devil has taught them. And as Christians, we've got to help rescue broken souls. And how we help them, this is how you help. True healing is by teaching and sharing the truth about life and creation and God and salvation. That's how you really help people and set them free from their problems. You give them the truth. Now, this is needed now more than ever. Our society's perception of reality has just gone off a cliff. When you look at the things that are happening with gender and marriage and all these other things. Do you know, it's a bit like, do you know those old Roadrunner cartoons? Where Wile E. Coyote would always run out over the cliff onto thin air. And then, you know, he'd hang there and he'd wait for a second and then he'd realise and he'd fall. That's where our society is right now. It has lost all sense of the truth and reality. And so there's a big crash coming. There's going to be lots of broken people all around us because we're not trying to fit in with how the world really is. How do we rescue and save people? We tell them the truth. The gospel and its light, the truth sets free. And so that's why, again, it's so important. You've got to win the battle in your mind. And if there's something you're struggling with in your Christian life, it starts here. Don't listen to the lies. But what God says is true. Use your faith. Fight back. A final scripture about the battle for the mind. Turn with me to 2 Timothy and chapter 1 and verse 7. Second Timothy chapter 1 and verse 7. The scripture says, "For God has not given us a spirit of fear, but of power and of love and of a sound mind." Our final scripture this morning should make you leave here in hope, with confidence in the grace of God. This final verse is a promise. Your mind can be renewed and transformed. Your mind can be restored in the image of God. This is a reminder that we have been given the blessing of the Holy Spirit. The Spirit of God lives in a Christian. And He gives us power. He takes away fear. He gives us love. He cleanses us and renews us. And what else does He give us? A sound mind. Or translated, a healthy mind. Wouldn't that be wonderful? To have a healthy, renewed mind. A mind that is in line with reality and the truth. A mind that's whole and at peace. That's functioning properly. That's thinking God's thoughts. If you struggle with evil thoughts, you know, perhaps for you, it's lustful thoughts. There's just all kinds of horrible images that run through your mind. Maybe it's selfish thoughts. You know, you just can't get a lock on it. Maybe it's angry thoughts. You're really angry on the inside. Maybe it's doubts. And you've been discouraged as you're trying to renew your mind. Well then, take heart this morning. The promise is real. All these commands are not impossible. What God commands, He freely empowers us to do. By His Holy Spirit living in us. So by fighting and striving, by listening to the truth, God will restore and renew your mind. Isn't that a wonderful promise? Some of us might really struggle with anxiety. Some of us might struggle with all kinds of fears that bombard us. I'm not saying we'll ever be perfectly renewed, not in this life. But increasingly, your mind can truly be renewed, pure and clean and whole and healthy. Wouldn't it be wonderful to banish out those evil thoughts? You can know truth from error. The wild jungle of your mind can become a tranquil English garden. The winds and the waves of your stormy thoughts can become a placid lake. Let me remind you of a very precious verse of scripture. It's found in Mark 5, verse 15. And that verse says, "Then they came to Jesus and saw the one who had been demon-possessed and had the legion, sitting, clothed, and in his right mind." You know the story of this miracle. There was a man out of his mind, horribly oppressed. Nobody could control him, living in a tombstone, cutting himself, a horrible prisoner. And then he meets Jesus. And Jesus sets him completely free. And there's this wonderful little section of that verse. It says, he was restored to his right mind. Now, if Jesus could do it for someone as lost as that, Jesus can do it for all of us. What you have in the Gospels is always like little snapshots of his power, his saving power that's at work now in the Spirit to all of us. He can truly heal our minds, so they are renewed for the glory of God. So in the battle for your mind, never lose hope. Don't despair. Gird up the loins of your mind. Battle. Try to discern those evil thoughts. Police your thoughts. And recognize and resist the devil's lies. Don't repeat them. But repeat the truth of God, revealed in the gospel. And trust God's promise of a sound mind. There's a battle in the mind, but God is with us. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, thank you for this wonderful promise that our minds and our thoughts can be made new. Lord, we all struggle with different unclean thoughts, but we thank you that Jesus Christ can set us free. Lord, teach us your truth. Lord, give us fresh strength today to resist the lies of the devil. Help us, Lord, to grow and to develop a renewed, healthy mind. Lord, may our minds be dedicated to you, to your glory. May they be filled, Lord, with your truth and your peace. We ask in Jesus' name. Amen.